Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to think that having someone who will listen is gonna help make it better. I'm realizing that I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I'm realizing that I think that having someone who will listen is going to help make it better. Whether or not they've struggled with addiction themselves, people seem to understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
1 in 7 Americans will struggle with addiction during their lifetime. Want to know how you can help? Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to help turn addiction around. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lyrics. And if I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me.
Hey, you know what? That that's the narrative version. What's wrong with that?
Hey, mama. See, the way you move,
I don't gonna make know what's you sweat. Going on anymore.
Gonna make you groove.
So, anyways.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
So, this is funny. I don't understand why, you know, that's one of the songs I really want to play. But I am going to do a double shot of Zeppelin regardless. So
there will be no ambiguity about this. There will be Zeppelin, and there will be 2 Zeppelin songs.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. This is ridiculous. Now, all right. Anyways, I know we both love that song, but I'm going to switch up gears here. And let's just go with something. How about this? A little mellow. Can you hear that? Or is it just me? Oh, my headphones are down. Could you hear what should never be?
I can hear going to California right now.
Yeah, but could you hear
the words?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If I say to you tomorrow.
No, not those, you banana.
No, no, no.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
my hand, child, come with me. It's to a castle I will take you, where what's to be, they say, will be.
And if the wind says it's been, sail away, leave the day way up high in the sky. Say to me tomorrow, oh, what fun it all would be. Then what's to stop us, pretty baby? But what is and what should never be?
Thing about Zeppelin that I didn't realize, they knew Scooby-Doo. They really did.
They did, yeah.
You know, I love that song, What Is and What Should Never Be, because that was the first time in musical history, right, that they ever changed the speakers, I would think.
I can't think. That's the first one I can think of. Because remember when you were a kid, when you first heard this, mm-hmm. in a car?
It was...
When you
freaked out.
Oh my God.
Or are you listening? I used to have like a pretty good stereo system when I was a kid, and with the two big speakers, yeah. And it would do the same thing, even when you played it on the LP.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
was like, what?
But the thing was,
I thought it was, you know, messed up, but I was like, I don't care if it's messed up, it sounds cool.
Talk about hardships we have as children. Even if you did happen to have an FM radio, sometimes it wasn't stereo, it was just FM.
It was just FM,
and
absolutely.
You would just have right. the one speaker in front.
So you wouldn't so you notice it. Right. Mm-hmm. You'd never notice it. Mm-hmm.
And then when you heard it, and first time you had it, headphones on, your mind was blown.
Absolutely, because there was nothing like that back in the day.
Yeah, no. And you know, I can go on and on and talk about this forever, because you know what I think of Jimmy Page is everything. Songwriter,
absolutely.
Guitar player, arranger, everything.
Yep.
But what he did as a record producer, it's he doesn't get his due. Because
nope.
he produced those albums, number one, and number two, he was doing things in the studio and treating it like another instrument that was never done before him, which became common recording practices.
Absolutely.
Listen to Zeppelin 4 when they did that album at the mansion there. Headley
yeah, the
Grange.
Mansion. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the echo effect.
Yeah,
and they,
exactly.
Yeah.
Putting drums in a stairwell.
It wasn't in a studio. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this is what we're here to talk about,
yeah.
you know, great rock and roll music, and I hope you boys and girls are enjoying it. And like
with
I said,
a couple of Zep historians
yes,
here.
Yes, we absolutely are, yeah, with Zep nerds, if you want to call
yeah.
it that. But, you know, I have one thing to say to Jimmy Page.
Oh. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly, Jimmy. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Here's to the.
That's what I have to say to Jimmy Page, and best guitarist ever. And no discount to Jimi Hendrix by any means, but I think, yeah. I think Jimmy's got him by a little bit. Ah, you notice how I did that? So, anyways, boys and girls, that was Double Shot of Zeppelin. Before that was, of course, Soundgarden. Blow Up the Outside World and Burden into My Hand. In My Hand. Into My Hand.
Burger in My Hand?
Burden in My Hand. I've been having that for a while. A little bird in my hand.
A little burden.
Yeah.
Show your little buddy's a little burden.
And, of course, was our shout-out. But we are going to probably play another Double Shot because I'm digging this. You know, this is kind of cool, right? What do you
yes,
think, Chris?
I love you know what? I'm just going to throw this out here. Your maestro, Bob Cobb over there, whatever your name is. The maestro, Bob.
I got you, Bob Cobb, yeah.
Not sure how many Tuesdays we have left. Hopefully we are going back to Fridays.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
for the next few
yeah.
Tuesdays... Next few weeks,
we can
ride it out with two for Tuesdays.
I don't mind. I'm kind of digging it.
Digging
you guys,
you
let
too.
Us know on our Giddy Up page if you dig the double shots.
No,
but,
you know what?
But then,
screw you. We're doing it.
Well, but there are a lot of songs that we
I know
that we play, like Aaliyah and
that's all right.
and Baby Blue by Badfinger. Actually, I could probably play a double shot of Badfinger.
Oh
if I,
yeah,
if
you
I look
play,
it up.
Yeah, yes. One of my favorites.
All right,
if you, I'll tell you. I won't right. spoil it.
So, but anyways, yeah, I'm digging it. You know, hey, listen, we're Friday guys. You know, we like to put you into the weekend the right way. But Tuesday is fine. Tuesday's fine. We, you know, we know Tuesday's a grind as well. You know, Monday sucks. Tuesday's a grind.
Tuesday is a grind.
You know,
yesterday was awful.
Yeah.
Out,
so,
but
we hope. Hopefully, we are, you know, making it a little easier for you kids. So, anyways, I'm going to play another double shot. We'll be back with some silly news, make you laugh even more.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you don't get in a car accident.
No. If you do, don't look at us. We don't have any money for you. You're on your own. Call Flo.
Call Flo.
Yeah, you know, Flo, the insurance lady.
Oh, right.
Not the one who's asking for a grits
yeah,
to be kissed.
I never understood why they had that woman do the commercials. She's not very pleasant to look at.
But, geez, how many years has it been? Almost 10 years, I swear. Right?
Yeah.
10 years of Flo. She's like the Maytag repairman of the millennium.
She's never off her period. Oh, my God.
I don't think she has to worry
all
about
right,
those
kids.
Anymore.
All right, kids. I'll come back with the weather, and then we'll do some silly story. No, weather after the silly stories. So
how about some silly weather?
All right, we can do that. Why don't you take us out, Christopher?
Yes, sirree. You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful, historic Medford.
That's right. We went from Flo to Bush. We'll be right back.
Oh,
You know, it's the little things that kill boys and girls. Anyways, that was Bush. He had a double shot of Bush. And I'll take a rain check on the double shot of Bush. Anyways, that was Little Things and Come Down.
You'd think they would have been big in the 70s.
Yeah, you would think so. But we love Gavin.
You know, it's funny. I mean, you didn't see a lot of Bush in the 2000s.
No, you didn't.
No. In the 70s, a lot of Bush.
That's why Gavin and the crew, you know, started falling off. Well, you know.
Because all the ladies' magazines said Bush was out in...
It's out.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard it was making a comeback.
Yeah.
But, yeah, not me. Yeah. I'm gonna be stuck. Anyways, 5:24 in the afternoon, boys and girls. You're listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. And you are treated by the lovely melodic sounds of the Double Shot Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and the funny man Chris Ridgway. And on this 28th day of November.
Yes, November.
November. And it is blistering 40 degrees. Actually, it's going to drop, too. Oh,
gosh.
It is going to drop. And, you know, not like it's hot. It's just going to drop. See, that's one for the kids out there. See, I'm still hip.
Yeah.
Great. But yeah. It's hanging tough at 40, but I guarantee by the next hour it's going to be down to 30s. Anyways, I'll get to the weather after we do our funny stories.
Yes.
So do we have a couple funny stories for the day?
We do.
Before we get back to our double shots?
We do. So I'm actually kind of doing a double shot on this one because if you take the major stories we were focused on in 2016, which were the clown sightings.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And now I'm going to marry that with the big news story of 2017. Mm-hmm. The Unwanted Gropings.
Which is nice.
And it's a great band name.
Yeah, that would be a pretty...
Dude, let's call it.
Call what?
That's a band name. We're calling it.
All right.
No one else can have it. It's ours. You are listening to The Unwanted Gropings on The Giddy Up. So, police have nabbed Shakes the Clown. He's been charged with groping two women at a holiday haunted house in Wisconsin. Yes.
Where else would it be?
Yeah. Here's Shakes without his makeup.
Yeah. That's without makeup? I don't think he needs makeup.
I'd tell you something.
Be quite honest.
I can tell you why he's grabbing at the booty, because nobody giving it for free to this guy. Look at him.
Yeah.
According to a criminal complaint, the victims had their breasts pawed last month while waiting to enter a haunted barn at a campground in Janesville. Police had to be summoned to the scene following reports that women were touched inappropriately by a clown.
Hey, it happens.
Now, this is eyewitness accounts. Two women told cops that a clown with green hair first approached them, while the clown made hand gestures towards their vaginas and made a squeezing motion, the complaint alleges.
A squeezing motion from where?
They're Both women said they were not touched at that time, but had been caught off guard by what the clown did and found it inappropriate. He's a clown. Give him some leeway. Cheer up.
He looks like a pedophile, man. He doesn't even have makeup on and he looks like that.
Hey, Crash. She who can... Mama shows us like sexy teens. And she who can draw the most talented PMs.
That's my first shot at Mr. Herbert on Family Guy.
Yeah, well, it was pretty good. It was pretty close. Chef, I like it.
Party.
Wow, this is, I say.
Following the comment, the clown allegedly grabbed and squeezed the breast of one woman and did the same thing to her companion. The only complaint was the second woman asked why she wasn't first. Just kidding. The clown's actions, the women told the police, left them feeling violated and uncomfortable.
That's what she got. She got a... No, it was...
So, the first squeeze sounded like...
What?
The first squeeze sounded like...
Oh, Jesus Christ. You can't put me on this... It was...
And then he went to the second woman, and that sounded like...
It was like squeezing a clown's nose.
Yeah. Are we laughing at this?
Okay.
So as we know, the clown was not given consent to grab breasts.
What? Why not?
I don't know. He wasn't handsome. A sheriff's deputy subsequently identified the alleged assailant as Brandon Gorrell, 43 years old. But Gorrell said he goes by the name of Shakes.
Shakes the clown?
Shakes the clown.
Oh, so he's an alcoholic as well.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding, huh? It's good. Give him...
That's just fantastic. Yeah.
Give him a shaker. Get a margarita while he gropes the women.
You suck.
During questioning, Gorrell said that he does not touch women's breasts unless requested to do so. Shakes has morals, bro. Shakes claimed that he was asked multiple times by different females to grab their breasts for photos, okay?
Okay.
And that he had received that request several times that evening. Excuse me, creepy clown guy.
Please.
I want a picture of you grabbing my boobs. I'm calling BS on Shakes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm calling BS. When asked if he knew that the haunted bomb personnel were barred from touching customers, Gorrell replied, knows not to touch them unless they ask him to. Okay. Charged with two counts of misdemeanor sexual assault, Gorrell is free on $2,000 bail. I wonder if...
$2,000? That's it?
Yeah. $1,000
for groping?
Yeah.
Shit.
Might as well... might as well have gone bowling.
What is that all about?
He had been ordered to have no contact with the two victims who are identified in court filing. So once again, kids, not all clowns are on the up and
yes.
or up.
You're a loser.
And we start off the Christmas season with the story that a child was traumatized by a shopping center's reindeer decoration in the Christmas grotto.
Oh, I think I did see that online. There was only Rudolph left up at the top?
Yeah.
And the rest of them?
Yeah, the head was mounted.
Yeah.
So mother Adele Keane forced the removal of the decoration, a plastic reindeer head mounted on a wall from the festive attraction at the mall in Maidstone, Kent in the UK, after complaining on social media, because that's what we can do now.
Yeah,
we
apparently.
Can complain on social media.
I
and
know.
We rule the world. Guess what? I don't like your giddy up. You guys made me crash my car. I want you off the air.
You saw Roseburg
all of a sudden? I'm going online. You're in trouble now because I got the internets. So screw you. That's
okay.
What I can do because I got internet. Kent Online reports that her son had been left traumatized and even asked whether Santa had killed his reindeer. Lady, handle your kid. Handle your kid.
Absolutely.
Don't go. You know what? Stop going on Facebook and social media to complain. Pay attention to your kid. Go, kid, it's plastic. It's plastic. It's make-believe. Instead of going, I'm going to call the authorities on you.
I know.
She added, I tried to move quickly so he was not too scared and his Christmas reindeer beliefs weren't crushed. Well, guess what? They're going to be crushed someday, sooner or later. It's called growing up. I bet the kid was like 25. Another less than appropriate shopper tweeted that the display was inappropriate. Excuse me. But although the shopping center has taken down the decoration, it said it's been put up to complement the fundraising grotto's medieval theme.
Okay. Medieval.
I'll go medieval on your ass.
Yeah, right.
A couple of hard hitting brothers.
I just seen that movie.
Flies
last week.
Blowtorch. That's a great movie.
Awesome. Pulp Fiction.
All time favorite.
Absolutely.
So marketing manager Susie Brindle told Sky News, each year the grotto features a different theme, and this year is medieval castle.
Hmm.
And the plastic deer's head formed part of it. So I'm going to go online and complain, go, your castle's not medieval enough because there's no reindeer head. And I wonder if they'll put it back up. Because if you complain, As soon as you offend somebody, oh, all bets are off.
That's right.
Having heard that the display was causing concern, we took steps to remove the decoration after opening hours, which complies with health and safety regulations. We apologize for any upset caused. The shopping center's annual Christmas grotto has raised more than $200,000 for various charities. So, lady, the head raised $200,000 for charities. And you're insulted by it.
No.
Get
There's
off.
Always someone.
Get.
There's always someone nowadays.
Yeah. You.
All right. Let's not end this segment on a sour note, if you...
But at the end of the day, she doesn't need to shatter her child's dreams. But take parental responsibility for examining it rationally. So that's the whole thing. But and also, just a couple little sporty tidbits... For you people who are athletic supporters.
Mm-hmm.
One little baseball news, just very little baseball news. This is from the Hot Stove League, as we call it, is that the Red Sox are one of three teams that are finalists for the services of Giancarlo Stanton,
mm-hmm.
who hit 59 big dingers last year. So
that would be very nice.
59 dingers.
I know.
Whoppers.
Absolutely.
Big flies.
Hey, he hit the effing bull. That means his whole family gets a steak meal.
Yeah, actually,
I haven't seen anything fly that high that didn't have a stewardess on it.
Enough for anything, right? If I was Roger Berkowitz at Legal Seafood, I put a big fish in right field or something. Or at the fish. You're getting a trout.
You got a free seafood meal.
You get yourself a Schrozzer trout.
All right.
Come on, see me. Just the bunny between the ears.
It's legal. It's legal here. It's legal seafoods.
Anything's legal here. Shakes the clown will see you to your table.
Or the Chum's Blow Pop. All right, come on. Let's end this segment so we can get back to some music before we have to say goodbye.
So that was really
it.
All you wanted to talk about in sports is, you know, let's.
Oh, and tonight, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the lighting of the tree on the Commons. Is it the Commons?
No, is it Faneuil Hall?
Faneuil Hall. Last night was the Commons.
Yep.
Faneuil Hall tonight, so you kids want to head on out. To the, in this blustery weather.
Yep.
But it's from 6 to 8, I believe.
So, you know what you can do? You can just fill your glass up with a nice scotch and watch it on the television. You'll be nice and warm, and nobody will be bothering you.
You know what I had?
No groping clowns.
We had a couple weeks ago is the Bailey's pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin?
Oh, my God.
Don't they have a peppermint version for?
I don't know, but pumpkin, dude.
Oh yeah,
pumpkin.
I believe you.
I'm telling you that, and I don't drink coffee, but so I'll just drink that.
Yeah, all right.
In my chocolate milk.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
That'd be really killer in hot chocolate. Did you
I believe
try
so.
It?
No, I. But now that you mention it, I'm probably going to.
You know what we need to come up with? A peanut butter liqueur.
Mm.
So you have your hot chocolate, put your peanut butter liqueur. It'd be like
a Reese's.
There you go.
All right, kids, 5:37, and there's your drink mixture tips for the week. And we're gonna grab a couple double shots here, and then say our goodbyes. We don't want to, but we hope you are enjoying the show. I know it's right midst of. Oh, geez. Hopefully, it's not too much gridlock, but I know it's rush hour. So, hopefully, you're enjoying the show and getting a little giggle and at least grabbing an earful or an eargasm of some great music. And I want to take us out. Funny man?
Yes, I will. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, and we are the Giddy Up.
We are. And this one goes out to my god Don. Happy anniversary. 9 months.
Yes, I got what I deserve. Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time without a word. Didn't know you'd think that I'd forget.
Yeah, the Bad Boys from Boston.
Written in Somerville, this song.
Written in Somerville, that's right.
Yeah, just a few mere blocks from the Giddy Up headquarters.
That's absolutely correct, sir.
Yes.
So that was a double shot of Aerosmith, Mamakin, No More, No More. And before that was Badfinger, something you may not have expected from the Giddy Up archives. Well, you would expect it from the archives, but not from the actual...
Well...
Playlist.
3 minutes of pure perfection.
Right? No matter what.
No matter what.
And Baby Blue. All right. I know you love No Matter What. So yeah. I definitely played that for you. And of course, Baby Blue for my Baby Blue. So 5:53, boys and girls, in the afternoon. I know it's time flies. Time flies.
Time flies when you're playing the rock and roll.
That's right. It does. All right. Well, we're hanging on right now to a 38 degrees. So tonight's going to be partly cloudy. I know. Tomorrow, believe it or not, it's going to warm up for one day. I'm not even kidding. We have a chance of scattered showers tomorrow, Wednesday. Going to be highs of 54, believe it or not. I mean, for us, that's kind of...
That's 70.
That's warm. That's shorts weather for me. And then Thursday, probably we're going to come back down to earth. But highs of 42. So it won't be so bad.
It's going to rebound on Friday.
It is Thursday night going into Friday morning. There's going to be some AM showers Friday morning. There is, so don't even think there isn't going to be. There is. And highs of 50. So, like, you know, that with that, I guess you can say humidity, it brings in the showers. So, anyways, that is the week coming ahead of you forecast. Chris, would you like to say your goodbye, sir?
Yeah, a couple things first. Number one, happy birthday to James Marshall Hendrix yesterday.
Yes.
He would have been 75.
Jimi Hendrix, yes.
And goodbye to one of our first TV
yes.
rock and roll idols, Mr. David Cassidy.
I know.
So that's that was very sad to hear that,
that was.
He passed at the age of 67.
I think I love you.
No, I think I love you too.
All right.
Hey, point me in the direction of Albuquerque. That's what I always say.
Don't take a wrong turn, though.
So thank you for listening, everyone. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can. Paulie B.
All right, 2:55. Boys and girls, thank you for listening to the Giddy Up on this Tuesday, as you always do. We'll be on Friday soon, promise. Anyways, we love you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't do what we are doing. We're going to take a 166-hour break for right now. And as I always say, stay Boston strong, kids. And always be a rock and never roll. And I guess we will... see you next Tuesday. God bless everybody.